भगवद गीता 6.43
तत्रतम बुद्ध संयोगम लभते पौर्व दैहिकम यतते चित्तो भूय संसिद्धौ कुरु नंदना। Here Krishna continues to describe a trajectory of the person, of the yogi who is who's temporarily lost the way and then becomes situated to continue on the spiritual path. So the next this and the next two verses, 43, 44, 45, they describe the onward trajectory for both 41 and 42. So both the seekers can actually move onwards on their spiritual path by what is by the way that is described here. So the first trajectory, of course, is that the yogi who has practiced some spiritual life but has substantial practice remaining goes to heaven, enjoys the whatever desires were distracting the seeker, goes to heaven, enjoys there, and then after enjoying in the heavens, then returns to the earth and takes birth in a Shuchinam Shrimatam Gehe, in a Brahminical family or a wealthy family. And then continuous spiritual practice towards perfection as is described in this verse. Or the same can apply to the second category, that is the so-called seeker who has practiced a lot and has just some practice remaining, so is directly born in a devotee family. Now, tatratam buddhi samyogam labhate paurva dehikam. Tatratam. There, that means in the next birth, buddhi samyogam. Buddhi samyoga. So, samyoga is contact or meeting. So, the words samyoga and viyoga often go together in the Gita. Or in general, Krishna has used the word viyoga, viyogam yoga sangitam. Dukkha sanyoga, viyoga yoga sangitam. So the contact, when the contact with misery ends, that is called as yoga. So here Krishna is talking about not viyoga, separation, but sanyoga, union. So buddhi sanyoga, that means the buddhi is acquired once again. What buddhi? That buddhi by which one can practice spiritual life, that intelligence by which one understands that there is more to life than this life, than the materialistic way of living, that there are higher pleasures available, there are higher pleasures beckoning us, and that we should seek those higher pleasures, and by seeking and attaining those pleasures we can actually gain lasting fulfillment. That buddhi, to be able to see beyond the temptations of the world, the buddhi to recognize that the enjoyable objects of this world are not actually all that enjoyable, that the pleasures in this world ultimately disappoint and even betray us. So when we understand the tatratam buddhi samyoga, that samyoga comes in. Labhate paurva dehikam. Now, how does this buddhi come up? Paurva labhate. One gets it from paurva dehikam, from one's past body. So now we may wonder, how can the past body is already gone and destroyed? It has either been cremated or buried, or it has perished in some other way. So how can the past body give something? So actually, it refers to what was labhate porodekam. Doesn't mean just directly that it's got from the past body, but it is carried over from the past body through the subtle body.
So,
there is a dynamic give and take between our subtle body and the gross body. Usually, so we think, when we think of the body, we often think that it refers to the gross body. That is generally true, but along with that, there is the subtle body also, and that subtle body is also material. So whatever we do with our gross body, that creates impressions in our subtle body. And conversely, our subtle body also creates impulses by which we usually act, unless there is some other forceful impetus, and this is very persuasive, strong reason, motivation to not act according to those impulses. So therefore, here there is, when a seeker, when a yogi practices spiritual life in a previous life, then has practiced at that time, that practice has created impressions in the subtle mind, subtle body. So the impressions that are created in the subtle body can be positive as well as negative. The more we do, say, devotional activities, spiritual activities, those create positive impressions in our subtle body. And those positive impressions help us to practice spiritual life steadily. So here Krishna states that actually when a seeker has practiced spiritual life in a previous life, Purvadehikam, with a previous body, that practice of spiritual life has created spiritual impressions in the subtle body. And that subtle body is what is, that's the subtle body of course has one part of it, intelligence. So the intelligence has become spiritually inclined, spiritually disposed. And that is what is? That is what becomes reaccessible now. Buddhi sanyogam, there's contact with that intelligence. Labhate paurvadehikam. Labhate, one gets it by paurvadehikam, from one's previous body. So it's not something that, when we say it's got from the previous body, it is not a literal getting or taking. It's not a literal getting that someone, that the previous body suddenly wakes up and then stretches out the hand and gives something to the person in the new body. No, it's subtle, that's the legacy of the previous body which is passed on to the person in this body through the same subtle body which has continued on along with the soul from the previous body to this body. And the subtle body has been impressed. The impressions have been created. Impressed is not, we are not using impressed in the sense of being externally enamored, but impressed literally in terms of impressions having been created in the subtle body, which are now accessible and which impel the person towards practice of spiritual life. Yatate chatato bhuyaha. And then after that, yatate, one starts endeavoring again. Bhuyaha, again. Again, why? Because the endeavor had been made in the previous life also. And now the endeavor is being made again. Yatate chatato bhuyaha. Samsiddhau kurunandana. Samsiddhau. Siddhi is perfection. Samsiddhi is complete perfection. So the yogi strives for complete perfection by the practice of yoga, by recognizing the importance of spiritual life and the insubstantiality of material life, something that the yogi is able to recognize because of having the buddhi, which has come from paurvadehikam, which has come from the past body. So now, yatate chatato. So even then, Even in the next life, the soul has to endeavor. Yatate. Without endeavoring, the soul cannot achieve perfection. Yatate. So that means the serious thinker thinks that if I have to endeavor, then why let the endeavor be postponed to next life? There is no shortcut to spiritual realization. There is no shortcut to attaining love for God. There has to be a gradual purification which takes place, and that involves some amount of austerity, some amount of pain in the sense that there are things which we enjoy doing, but when we understand that they are counterproductive for our spiritual health and our spiritual growth, then we choose to abstain from them. There are some sacrifices which we have to do, and we become ready to do them when we understand that they will benefit us in the long run. So this endeavor is essential, and by this endeavor we move towards perfection. Thank you.